afternoon and welcome to The Learning Show on 103.2 Dublin City FM, the show to encourage, support and help people improve both their working and personal lives through continuous learning. I'm Laura Fitzsimons and I'm a training and presenting coach. Today I'll be talking about the world's first mobile learning system called SMS Tutor. You may think that my guest today is or will be a techie, but in fact he is a father who was exasperated with his children's obsessions with their phone. So instead of fighting it, he decided to embrace it. So my guest today is the well-known Frank McNamara. Thank you very much, Frank, for coming in. You're very welcome to The Learning Show.
Thanks, Laura. My pleasure.
Okay, very different area and very different space that you're in at this moment in time with SMS Tutor.
Although it did come from a musical beginning.
All right, tell me about that.
Last February, my twins, Frankie and Quincy, were doing their Leaving Cert mocks in music in Belvedere College. And they were doing it at 4:15 that particular day.
Yeah.
And all day long, I was sending them texts to their phones, just little snippets of information that would be helpful maybe in the exam. And Quincy at one point said, "Dad, these are really great. Keep them coming."
Oh, so
wow. I kept texting them all day. And while I was doing that, a friend of mine asked me, "How are Frank and Quincy getting on at the Leaving Cert and how are they doing at the mocks?" And I said, probably what most parents these days say, if we could just get their heads out of their phones and into a book, we'd have some chance.
Yeah.
And that was the light bulb moment. What have I been doing all day? I've been putting the stuff in the phone. There's a business in this. This could be done in any subject. So I immediately, that day, set out to set up a business. I got the name straight away that day.
Yeah.
SMS Tutor. I came up with that name. And I decided that it wasn't going to be an app.
Okay.
Because you can turn push notifications off on an app.
Yeah.
So you might buy a subject for your son or daughter and you think they're getting the information, but they have it switched off. They don't want to know. So we send ordinary SMS, short message service, text messages. And the statistic on that, by the way, you might be interested, 100% of texts are opened and 98% of them are read.
Oh, very good.
You know, we know this. You know, you get a text from somebody you don't want to hear from, you look and see what they have to say, and then, you know, you're going to open it and read it anyway, despite yourself, even if you don't want to know what it says. So definitely that was the way I wanted to go. So I set about finding the best teachers in the country that I could find in each subject, the most innovative, the ones who were switched on to new ways of learning. And I found some fantastic teachers all over the country.
How did you actually source them? What did you do to source them?
I literally started with somebody that I knew.
Yeah.
Well, my sister Siobhan, she is a teacher, and she just retired, so she got me one or two people. I went to the principal in Castleknock College, who's a legendary maths teacher, and he got me some maths teachers. I got the guys who devised the business program for the Leaving Cert and who do all the appeals and stuff like that to do business for me. I have a poet and English teacher from Galway doing English for me, and she's fantastic. Her texts are brilliant. The biology teacher was giving grinds to Frankie.
Okay.
And he really blossomed with her, so I knew she was brilliant. And she made it all seem so simple. And it's a subject, actually, in at Leaving Cert that people choose. It's the most popular choice of all the science subjects at Leaving Cert level. And people choose it because they think it's easy. And it's not that it's hard, but there's a huge amount to remember.
Yeah, there's a lot in the curriculum.
And at the end of fifth year, going into sixth year, by Christmas of sixth year, people in biology realise there's an awful lot to learn, and a lot of people start panicking. The great thing about SMS Tutor is because you learn something new every day, and it's a small amount of information, it's remembered much more easily. I got an educational psychologist, a registered educational psychologist by the name of Deirdre Griffin, to run some research for me.
Okay.
Because this is the first time something like this has been done anywhere in the world.
Yeah, it's very innovative.
And so people would say to me, well, what's the science behind this? And it's just what I thought would work, what, you know, I knew instinctively would work, but I had no proof.
Yeah.
So I set about getting some proof. And through the Facebook page, we got 34 students between the ages of 13 and almost 19, just 18. I think the oldest was 18 and 11 months. And Deirdre brought them into a classroom.
Mm-hmm.
We wanted to simulate school study as best as best we could. And she did, before she'd split them into two groups, it was very important to me and to her that the research would be very accurate.
Yeah, yeah.
So that we didn't accidentally put the smarter ones randomly in one group or another.
That's going to, yeah, distort.
So what she did was she did an IQ test and a working memory test with all of them. And then using that data, she then decided who'd go in what group so that there was a matched ability in both groups.
Yeah.
So that was very important. Yeah. So we set the parameters straight. And then she taught them in class, like in a schoolroom, 14 random facts, totally, totally random things that they wouldn't know. And half of them got a text every day.
Okay, obviously related to those facts.
With the one fact every day.
Oh, okay.
Just one
the actual
fact every day.
Okay.
And then they were brought back to the class and they were given a test. And the people who got the text scored 40% better than those who didn't have the text. But more importantly, the people who had the texts were four times better.
Wow.
Than at detail. Like, for example, one of the questions was, one of the facts was the complete fact was the silver element in a thermometer is mercury.
Yeah.
The boiling point of mercury is 356.7 degrees Celsius. And I remember that because I got the text as well. But
okay.
And I'll never forget it, funnily enough.
Okay,
you know,
it's short and snappy.
It's
short
and it just goes in. It goes in and it stays in because it's short. It's not like trying to read a textbook with huge amounts of information. You remember so little of it. The people who got the text, four times more of them. So virtually all of the ones who got text remembered the boiling point of mercury. And only a tiny amount remembered. I think it was two in the other group remembered.
That's really good.
So
I mean,
four times better for detail. And it's extraordinary. While the test was running, I was getting the text as well daily. And the educational psychologist, Deirdre Griffin, was getting the text herself as well. So after about seven texts, I sent her a text and I asked her a question based on the text from days before, and she answered me back straight away and she said, I promise I didn't look that up. This is amazing. I remember all of these details. And she said, it's the nearest thing to learning by osmosis that I can possibly imagine, because it's there in your hand.
It's there in front of you.
And that's
the
beauty of this. You know, somebody, one of my Irish tutor, who's an absolute brilliant Irish teacher, and I sourced him through the Banaty that the boys used to go to when they went to the Gaeltacht every year. And she put me on to Cormac O'Leydon, who's our Irish tutor. And he said, well, I'm doing a lot of stuff for some online sources and so on. I said, well, the people who go online, they're going to do that anyway.
Yeah.
And they're also going to open the textbook. But you don't have to do anything.
Yeah.
For SMS
it's
tutor.
Easy.
You
it's
have
easy.
The phone
yeah.
there.
Yeah.
It's going to come to you, whether you're sitting on a bus, whether you're out for an evening, you'll get the text, no matter where you are.
Okay, I have to say, really interesting. I'm here with Frank McNamara of SMS Tutor. the world's first mobile learning system. Frank, maybe you can just call out your contact details and then we'll go to a quick song break.
Yeah, it's smstutor.com is the website.
Okay, great. Just for contact details to The Learning Show, email is thelearningshow@dublincityfm.ie, Facebook/The Learning Show, and then Twitter @The Learning Show. We'll take a quick song break now with a great group that I love, Wilson Phillips. Yes, very much going into my past, singing Hold On. Welcome back to The Learning Show on 103.2 Dublin City FM. That was Wilson Phillips singing Hold On. I'm here with Frank McNamara of SMS Tutor, the world's first mobile learning system. And we're talking about his invention, SMS Tutor. And Frank was giving me a lot of information offline. And he told me about how he sources teachers. What I'd be really interested in is how do people actually sign up to this?
Well, it's very, very simple. You go on to smstutor.com.
Okay.
And there's actually a very helpful video there featuring my wife, the one and only Teresa Lowe.
Okay, lovely. Teresa, great lady.
She explains the whole ordering system and how much everything costs. Sorry, Mike, for giving you a batter there. And there are a number of different options. It's very, very important to me that this is very affordable. Yeah. I know how expensive it is to educate kids. I have 4 kids of my own. It's very expensive. If you need to get into grinds and things like that, coming up to Leaving Cert or Junior Cert or whatever, and some people do it all year round.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, the going rate in most places is €40 an hour. So you could, for example, you have 2 choices with a particular subject. Doesn't matter whether it's for second year, third year, fourth year, transition year, fifth year or sixth year. You can sign up for 1 month at a time.
Okay.
Which will just cost you €5 per subject.
Okay.
Or if you want to go for the whole year, for the school year, that's 270 texts for 9 months, 30 texts a month for 9 months. And that you get 1 month free. So you get that'll cost you €40, the same price as 1 hour of a grind. And you get a text every day for the whole school year. There are further discounts then if you have multiple subjects. If you had 2 subjects for the whole year, you'll save another euro, that'll be 79. And the best deal, it really, is 3 subjects for the year. That's just 99 euro. I sound like Ben Dunn. Anyway, it's 99 euro for that. So that works out at, I think, €3.67 per subject per month.
Okay.
You can add 7 subjects if you like, but you'll pay 33 each for the whole year. So it's actually less than a one hour grind. And you'd have to believe that you're going to learn more in 270 texts. And the great thing is, by the way, each text, if you sign up, say, for biology or for maths or for Irish or whatever, even if you have one person with 3 or 4 different subjects, they will all come from a different number to your smartphone.
Okay.
So it actually comes from like Irish tutor, French tutor, biology tutor.
Okay, very good.
So they'll all be organized in your phone under the name. So when you're coming up to your exam time, you have a full set of great flashcards already there in your phone. You're going in on the bus. You're going, you have 10 minutes of a break somewhere, sitting in the corner somewhere. You can revise.
As opposed to going through and scrolling back.
Exactly.
And
they're all
French.
There.
That's
they're all going to
separate.
Be there,
that's
like
very
in a conversation.
Clever.
So they're all there. But that's the way it is on the phone. Yeah. We're just using, the chosen medium of communication
right.
that
must
the
have
kids
taken
want.
A long time to even to scope out from a project management point of view, to even get an idea. Just putting that all together, how to actually put the whole thing together to be able to go out and market like that, because that's really
clever.
Well,
see, the interesting thing is, I was, and the reason that the office is based in the incubation centre in the Link the Institute of Technology in Blanchardstown, I was actually doing an entrepreneur programme with a different company idea altogether. It was a record business, my core business.
Yeah, more in
always,
line with what you're known for.
Business.
Yeah.
And I needed to raise an investment of €500,000 to put that together. And I had got as far as €250,000 and I was struggling to get the other quarter.
Yeah.
And I was sitting there the same day wishing I could set up a business that didn't require any investment. And so when I set out day, the day I came up with the idea for SMS Tutor, I thought, how can I do this without any money? So the first port of call was to Paul Tierney in Dunshaughlin. He's a fantastic web designer, one of the best designers in Ireland. And Paul, I sat down in front of him. I said, Paul, I need a fantastic website that looks like $1 million. But I don't have $1.
Okay.
But what I'll do, you see, people don't realise that you do have things to sell. I sold him part of the company.
Right,
I gave
him
a piece of the company for his work.
Okay, that's very clever.
So that was done for free, and Paul is very excited about it. And,
yeah, and plenty coverage now he's getting, I'm sure.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. But and the teachers are all on a percentage of sales. So, you know, there's no cost. The only cost is advertising.
Okay.
That's the only cost.
And then you can do a lot of that through social media, as you are, because I know you've got a Twitter account, SMS.
Yes.
At
SMS Tutor.
Yeah.
And there's a Facebook page, which is SMS Tutor as well, obviously.
Okay. Well, it's easy to remember that. That's what people would remember.
Yes, yes.
So what kind of things are covered? Like what kind of text, say, I don't know, you pick a subject. I don't want to put you in the spot of picking one and then you don't have any content. What kind of text would you be getting relating to a subject?
There are different kinds of texts. Some texts are just informational. Sometimes you'll get, particularly if you're in, say, second year or fifth year.
Okay, so no exams as such. State
sequentially,
exams.
Text to the next text the next day, you're being taught a particular topic.
Okay.
It might not be exhaustive, but all the main points are there.
And don't forget,
you're going to have your textbook as well.
Okay.
And then another kind of text might be a challenge.
All right, okay.
Do you know how to do something?
Okay.
Let's say maths, one of the maths texts, which I particularly love this text. It says, for the Leaving Cert, Honours Maths, it says you're supposed to be able to factorise quadratics, the difference between two squares and the sum of difference between two cubes. Are you?
And I'm looking at you blankly, because I don't know the answer to that. But obviously it's a rhetorical question. I know the answer.
If the answer is, Jesus, no, I don't, then you better find out quickly. You need to. So we drive them sometimes to the textbook.
Okay, good.
But the other important aspect of the daily text, and you get one every day regardless. If it's Christmas Day, you'll get a text.
Okay, so it happens over the weekend.
Every
that was a question it has. Not
every
just Monday
day.
To Friday. It's every day.
Day.
Okay.
And it's a reminder. It's a focus. It helps focus immensely. It reminds the teenager every day, you're doing the junior cert, you're doing the leaving cert, we're not going away.
Yeah.
You know, you might have been out on the town the night before, you get a text on Saturday morning at 11:30 telling you something about biology or history or something, and you better get up.
Yeah, and because they can go back, and look at the fact that you have the separate numbers.
It's all
easy
there.
To follow.
It's all there.
So then going on that then, Frank, what about what type of phones should they have? Because I suppose in this day and age, I think my children have more advanced and more sophisticated phones than I have, though I do have an Android.
Yeah.
What do they need in order to be able to receive this service?
Well, the quick answer is they need a phone.
Okay.
But it works best on a smartphone because sometimes, as part of the text, we might send you a link. So there might be a PDF file. In other words, like a sheet, a handout that you would get in school. The Irish tutor, for example, sends a lot out because his texts are all in Irish. And for some people who are struggling with the language, they're going, this looks all fantastic. Well, what the hell does it mean? So there might be a short URL. And it will expand on it and give you the English translation as well.
Also, that's an enticement in itself.
Well, exactly. We also have oral packages for the languages as well, which at the moment you can get French oral for Leaving Cert, but we will have Spanish for Leaving Cert and for Junior Cert as well.
Okay, very good.
And we have an Irish oral package, which is absolutely brilliant. For anybody who's doing or has done the Leaving Cert, they will remember probably not too fondly the Shraw Picture, which basically are cartoons of a scenario.
And then you have
to talk. You're familiar. You're familiar
I'm somewhat
you've
deep,
gone through.
From deep down in my memory.
Well, what I said to Cormac, I tell you what you do. Okay, let's make this easy for everybody. You are a native speaker with impeccable A1 Irish, right? You go into a studio and you record the ultimate Shropshire tour for each of the Shropshire tour, and then give me a script, your script, write out the script. This is the ultimate.
Yeah.
So they can hear how it should sound.
Okay.
They can learn off what they should say, and there's one for each of the Shropshire tour, and that's like you can buy that for a tenner on smstutor.com.
That's and very clever.
You're guaranteed if you learn it and listen to it and get it early enough so you have time to absorb it and learn it and listen. You know, for a tenner, you're guaranteed an A1 in that section of the oral, which I think is 40%.
Yeah, it is. I know
oral.
My own song it's a very
but also you learn lots of phrases, the turn of phrase that he has, you know, the native Irish turn of phrase.
Yeah.
My sons now went to Gaelscoil. But they listened to this and like they were good at Irish, but they picked up a few phrases that that they used. And Frankie, I remember when he came out, said, actually, I used a couple of the phrases from the oral package.
Okay, very, very good. And just one thing just to ask you then as well. So if somebody does sign up for, say, the 7 subjects, so that's just that they're only getting 7 texts a day. They're not being overwhelmed, bombarded. So
no, if you sign up for the whole year, obviously there comes a point where you run out of days to send 270 texts per day. If when we reach that point, we will double up texts just on Saturdays and ultimately Saturdays and Sundays when we need to accelerate them a little bit.
Oh, okay.
But once we run out of Saturdays and Sundays, I don't want to overwhelm people with too many texts because the essence of this is that you learn a little bit at a time. I don't want to be sending people 30 texts.
Oh, that's what I'm saying. So they're not going to be overwhelmed by it.
You know, no. You get to a point in November, I think it is, it's the 7th of November, is the cutoff point. After that, it's too late to get the year package. But you can still sign up for a month at a time, at which point, you know, you're not going to get the entire package, the entire course, but you're going to get...
You'll still get some value from it as well.
Absolutely.
Okay. I have to say, I would like to give a big, big thank you to my guest this afternoon, Frank McNamara of SMS Tutor. Maybe, Frank, we just call out those contact, your website details, and then before we go into the wrap.
It's smstutor.com. If you want to send an email to get more information, it's info@smstutor.com.
Okay,
don't
great.
Ask me for the phone number.
Okay, that's fine. The website will work fine. Thank
it's
you.
On the website, though.
Thank you very much, Frank, for coming in this afternoon.
Pleasure.
Thank you to Heather McLeod for doing production. Just give out the contact details of the show before a wrap. Email thelearningshow@dublincityfm.ie, Facebook/thelearningshow, Twitter @thelearningshow. Again, thank you to Frank McNamara for coming in this week. Tune in next week to learn tips and techniques to improve your working and personal lives. I'm Laura Fitzsimons, and thank you for listening to The Learning Show on 103.2 Dublin City FM.